Good to be with you on this Thursday afternoon. It's 10 to 1. We've still got plenty more to come, including some of our regulars after 1 o'clock. Tony Vergano, our vet, will be along, so get your questions ready. Jacko, Glenn Jakovic will be here as well, talking footy. But right now, from footy to beer, we're talking about all the big things that are starting to come back. So some big events where we've had that much debate, whether or not we're having Skyworks in the new year. Now we know a bit sooner than that, that the Royal Show has been given the green light. That's sort of later on in September. And now earlier in September, also at the Claremont Showgrounds, the Perth Craft Beer Festival is back for another year. I bet there's a lot of beer drinkers very happy about that. Let's bring in Chris Borsa from the Perth Craft Beer Festival to tell us more. Hi, Chris.
How you doing?
Yeah, going well. This is good news, isn't it? I mean, I bet you were a bit worried there for a while that this wouldn't be happening.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, everyone's sort of just been waiting on, you know, the latest news and, you know, when we can sort of forecast the coming back of events. So it's good to see.
So what do you plan for because of all the problems we've had? What sort of numbers do you expect? And given where we're at now with COVID, it should all be all pretty safe and okay to get the green light, I'm sure.
Yeah, totally. We've planned and moved our festival to the Claremont Showgrounds, and one of the reasons moving to that location is the availability of space. So, you know, if there are, you know, some requirements that maybe don't go our way in the near future in terms of people per square meter, we've got plenty of room at that site to make it, you know, fully safe and compliant and keep everyone happy.
Talk to me about beer. Beer's come a long way, hasn't it, since, you know, the choice was VB or EMU Export. The fact that you're having this craft beer festival tells me that there's an awful lot of beers out there these days.
There's a lot of beers available, and it doesn't seem to be slowing down. Different ones, you know, different beers every week, and also different breweries, you know, new breweries popping up left, right and centre, and WA has some of the best available at the moment.
Give me some examples, because you can get some weird and wonderful beers, can't you, in all sorts of flavours. Oh, and
yeah, absolutely, and different varieties. You know, there's some weird ones like the milkshake IPAs, which you know, I'm not a brewer or a scientist, but uses a lactose strain of yeast, I believe, and all sorts of wacky flavours that you can get. I think it's, there's plenty of festivals around the world that highlight all the wacky beers that are available. Heaps coming out of WA at the moment, Southwest in particular, and some new CBD-based breweries as well.
Yeah, so, and this festival is, it's more than just beer, isn't it? Tell me what else people can get up to when they come to the showgrounds.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty important for us to make sure that it, you know, it's going to suit everyone. In, you know, every pack of friends, there's the few that don't like beer or, you know, prefer cider or wine or cocktails. And, you know, and we try and look after people that may be driving as well. So there's plenty of rides, music, entertainment. Pyrolife are actually bringing a tattooist. So they'll be doing live tattoos. Hmm. Just for something different. Hopefully not after a few beers, but yeah, There'll be plenty of people lining up.
Yeah, and you mentioned driving. I mean, the advice would be don't.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's the good thing about Claremont. You've got access on the train. Plenty of access with public transport or Uber. I would suggest not driving.
Exactly. So I'm looking through some of these list of activities. Now, stay with me, listeners. This is not revolting and not sexist when I say that there's a wet T-shirt competition, but it's for dad bods.
Yeah, absolutely. We like to try and bring as much fun content to the festival as possible. So if you fancy yourself a 10 out of 10 dad bod, there'll be an opportunity to get up in front of the crowd and maybe win some prizes.
Like, what sort of prizes are we talking, Chris?
Oh, I think it'll be the usual fun stuff available at the beer festival. There'll be beers, there'll be merch, there'll be access to the brewers, all fun stuff like that.
Yeah, cool. Okay, now tell me the dates and times. This is sort of across the Father's Day weekend, isn't it, early September?
Yeah, it is. We're 4, 5 and 6 of September with a few different sessions. So each session is, I mean, the offering is very similar, but each session is targeted towards different groups of people. So the Friday and the Saturday night sessions are a bit more party, you know, music gets turned up a bit and you can have a bit of a dance, and the Saturday day session is great for families. Kids come free, and then Sunday is for the dads. So I'd encourage people to get the tickets for the beer festival as the Father's Day gift.
Yeah, for sure. Sounds like a great weekend. And you know what? If nothing else, we're just hanging out to get to some of these events and have some, you know, decent-sized gatherings and enjoy ourselves. So sounds like a great thing to do come September 4, 5 and 6. Chris, thanks for telling us about it today.
No worries. Thanks for having me. That's